And this last year for my family has been a messy, sleep deprived, and joyful dream come true. The culmination of 5 years of trying to have a second child. 5 years ago, when my son was one, we started fertility treatments and went through IUI, IVF, acupuncture, every ceremony from every culture you can imagine, very Unitarian. Tried them all. And it didn't work until finally my body said enough. And then we started trying adoption. And we went through the Department of Children and Families and went through all the classes, was matched with a baby, and were so hopeful. And then DCF, in its infinite wisdom, decided that was not to be. And I felt broken. My heart was broken. Body was broken, our family felt broken, and that was when we started coming to Fusen. And people shared with me about their own losses, about their own adoption journeys, and embraced my family in a way that I could have never imagined. And then a year ago, when we got the call that my daughter's birth mother was in labor, people celebrated with me. They wrote me messages on Facebook and texts. The Sunday before, people hugged me. I just felt so much love flying down to Florida to bring back our baby girl. When we brought her home, one of the first things that we did was to bring her to Fusen. And there were so many arms reaching out. It was a good thing that she was a second child and I was comfortable passing her around without Purell. So many people just wanted to hold her and celebrate with. When I had tough moments and both kids were crying and I was crying, didn't know what to do, arms reached out. People took my son outside, people picked her up, and arms reached out and hugged me from more experienced parents and grandparents. People patted me on the back as I walked in late almost every week, pulling the two children behind me, pushing a stroller, blocking the aisle. People were just so incredibly loving towards our family. And this culminated in my daughter's blessing ceremony. Her birth family came, her birth grandmother, her birth mother, and her birth aunt came. And everyone was up here as part of the celebration of this child. And Aaron included them in the service. People reached out to them afterwards. And it was, they had been worried about this hippie religion that we had belonged to. This was very reassuring to them to see where she was going to be brought up. And then our next amazing experience was Sandy Island. And the idea of letting my son roam free without any specific adult supervision was terrifying. And I did it. I let go. And had the most wonderful experience. And he had a magical, magical weekend. And then when we were going to Ferry Beach, he said, will it be like last time? Will everyone be in charge of me? Not no one, but everyone. And I reassured him that it would, and he said, yes! And since then, there have just been so many joys and sorrows that were shared with all of you. And I am so incredibly grateful for the last year and will always think of Fusen as such an integral part